With that, we will open up the committee hearing to House Bill 1042. Mr. Secretary?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. John Cooper, Secretary for Game, Fish, and Parks. And House Bill 1042, we have brought to you to try to clear up a conflict that we have in regards to our commission rule that deals with our ability to extend our hunting licenses through the month of January for certain seasons. Currently, we find ourselves in a position where the federal frameworks come through for the setting of waterfowl seasons, and many times the ending of the waterfowl season, much like it did this year for Canada geese, occurs on the 22nd or the 25th or some mid-time during the month of January. And it's really difficult for us to charge somebody to buy a brand new license when their waterfowl license extends for both resident or non-resident. Their waterfowl license could extend into January. So as an example, for the license year 2001, instead of ending on December 31st, there's lots of species that you could hunt clear into the mid part of January. So our commission rule right now is in conflict with the way that the statute authority that is allowed to the commission reads. And what I'm trying to do is clear this up by granting our commission the opportunity to promote rule that would allow us to extend our licensing period of time that the licenses would apply. And so the wording basically is as you can see, pretty simple. What we're basically doing is allowing the rules to be promulgated by the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission pursuant to Chapter 1-26, and then make a couple of the accommodations that in here that allows our commission to do that by rule as opposed to coming back to the legislature each time we have one of these instances where the seasons can extend into January. That's pretty much it.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Are there any questions of Secretary Cooper? Seeing none, thank you. Oh, Senator Koskinen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, if we give the authority to the commission to do that, there's no guarantee that it'll be into January. It could be a shorter season. I mean, they just have. In fact, I'm wondering why we even say December 31st or otherwise provided. If you're asking for this, why don't you just strike that language also?
There may be situations. What I'm really looking for is to grant the additional authority to have the flexibility for the commission to expand the expiration dates as opposed to limit those expiration dates in order for us to take advantage of whatever federal frameworks are presented to us. And at this point in time, we don't know of any cases or situations that would be beyond January 31st. But as an example, with the expanding snow goose populations and some of the other issues that come down, we might have an opportunity, as an example, to go beyond that. So I'm trying to make sure that what we do by commission rule to take advantage of those frameworks are not in violation of what the statute authority is as set by the legislature. Did that answer your question? I hope it did.
Senator Koskinen.
Well, somewhat, but I guess, can we have a date specific? I'm just one of those that kind of opposes just everything left up to rule. I like the debate to happen here in Pierre during session to find out if there is a concern that you're talking about with the snow goose, that it needs to be a certain January 31st, that be put in statute specifically rather than just giving the authority to the commission to either shorten or lengthen those seasons without any public debate. I mean, I know you have some public debate, but come before the legislature.
So your preference would be that instead of us saying rules promulgated or having that flexible language, that you wanted something that would designate it January 31st
specific
as
date,
opposed
yeah.
to?
I can argue that easier than I can just giving the authority to the commission to set these dates that we struggle with every time we're up here.
At this point, I don't see any reason why that would not work, although I was just trying to cover something that at some point in time next year, if they say to us, you can go to February 15th, I may have to come back and visit you guys again. That would be my only concern.
Thank you.
Further questions of Secretary Cooper? Senator Reedy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Secretary Cooper, on the online 12 there, starts at on 11, requirement to be accompanied by an adult. no longer applies when the licensee attains 16 years of age. The child under 16, does he have the same license as the 16-year-old?
You mean I'm a little confused.
At 16, you have to hunt with your parent.
Right. You have to have an adult.
Right.
Or a guardian.
Does that teenager have a regular waterfowl license?
He has it. That's right. He has a hunting permit that is legal and does not have to have the federal duck stamp, because a federal duck stamp prohibition starts at the age of 16. So anything under 16, they do not have to have that.
If he attains 16 years of age during the hunting season, he has to go buy a duck stamp then?
Once he obtains the age of 16 years old, he's supposed to have the federal duck stamp on his person, right?
Okay.
And the language change here really doesn't do anything in principle, but it was suggested to us by LRC. It really doesn't change very much from the original wording.
Very good. Further questions?
Chairman.
Secretary De-
Sorry.
Senator DeHuey.
I think the concern of Senator Koskinen, if I can be so bold, is that the way that the bill reads, it would appear as if the commission by rule could supersede the statutory time frame of December 31st and in fact shorten up that period of time as opposed to extending it as you have indicated to the committee. And I think that's what's driving the concern.
The way we interpreted this, and I hope we're accurate, was that it would be the 31st of December unless the commission promulgated a rule that extended a certain season beyond the 31st.
Mr. Chairman, if I might.
Senator DeHuick.
I certainly understand that intent, although I don't think the bill as drafted expresses that, and I think it gives the commission, and admittedly that may never happen, but it certainly would give the commission the legal authority to restrict the time frame. And so I'm wondering if we just clean it up a little bit and make sure that in fact that is the intent, to not restrict but to give the commission authority to extend beyond December 31st, then I think that certainly would resolve my concern. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And I think the chair would agree with that. To me, I read that as giving you authority to move that short of December 31st as well as beyond. By read. Senator Koskinen.
Mr. Chairman, in respect to the comments made, is there a section, Secretary Cooper, that specifically addresses the one situation you're talking about, and we could just eliminate the rest, because you get into non-resident predator varmint, we get into and I don't haven't read it. I could ask the question which does section 2 apply to, section 3, section 4, but you get into jackrabbits, prairie dogs, gophers, ground squirrels, chipmunks, coyotes, the whole realm, and if you're talking specifically about a certain species, can we just address that specifically and extend that season, or the authority, give the commission the authority to extend that season until February 15th if that's a concern? Can we limit the focus?
We certainly could go back and try to redraft the bill to limit the focus. The vast majority of the issues that we're trying to deal with here would be the issues with our waterfowl concerns and with things like you talked about, coyote and fox. You know, our general hunting licenses at this point, we extend the, I'll call it a grace period or a courtesy period, to January 31st, and then after January 31st, they would need the new license. But we've done that to try to, in many cases, we have situations where people either forget, or in some cases, we haven't gotten the new licenses to the agents yet, the new license year, haven't gotten them yet. We want them to be able to continue to hunt and not have a problem with our law enforcement officers. Those are the two areas that we're primarily trying to address. There may be a couple of others, but those were the major ones.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Koskinen.
Yeah, I appreciate what you're trying to, because I understand exactly. I usually buy my hunting license in October, and so it's good for 3 months, and I don't, you know, I think we should be allowed a perennial license. I think you buy one, it's lifetime. But I understand that's not good for revenue. So maybe we could defer this bill, Mr. Chairman.
As I'm trying to think through this a little bit, and obviously the reason why, or at least from my perception, Secretary Cooper, the reason that it wouldn't be before December 31st is because your license already would guarantee you going through December 31st, and that's why it's not an issue.
That was just what I was going to say. The licenses themselves would be good up to December 31st anyhow. There wouldn't be really any need, unless there was an emergency issue with the commission, to shorten that period. The issues we were trying to get at were the ability to lengthen a period based upon the opportunity for us to do that within framework. So, in fact, we'd really be cutting off our nose to spite our face if we tried to shorten the periods.
Yeah,
that's clear to me now. If the committee wishes to make major changes in the bill, that's fine. I guess I'm fairly comfortable with what's here at this point. But if the committee would like to hold it, we certainly can. We're not that full that we can't do that. Senator Simmons?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This does not address that particular question that you just posed. But I guess I was going to ask Secretary Cooper, will this give you basically rulemaking authority on about everything that you do? Because you have broad rulemaking authority on most everything that's there now, if I'm not correct. And we apparently lost some of that in some of these areas.
Right now, I think we're in conflict with. I try to bring cleanup bills and have over the period of time I've been secretary to try to eliminate these conflicts. And we're narrowing in on getting to the end of that, I hope. The issue here was a situation involving the framework that allowed us this year to hunt geese into the middle part of January. In fact, it just closed 22nd. What's today? 22nd. I think it's closed today. And so, in essence, you know, I'm in violation of your statute authority here, because those licenses are supposed to end on December 31st. And what I want to try to do is make sure that we don't have that kind of a conflict. And so when we advertise in our book, we have our handbook ready to go, a lot of times we don't know what those frameworks are until like 4 days before we go to the printer, because it's a Washington, D.C. decision, and they phone us and we go to the printer right away. Well, now we're in a situation where all of a sudden we catch our hunters, we end on December 31st by statute, and the season has another 22 days to go. And so that's what I'm trying to clarify here. And I didn't mean to get that deep, but that's the direction that we're trying to take here. That's really the only reason for the bill.
Further questions of Secretary Cooper? If not, thank you, Mr. Secretary.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Further proponents of House Bill 1042? Further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1042? Any opponents? Seeing none, we will close the hearing to committee discussion and or action. There has been a motion by Senator Simmons do pass, seconded by Senator Reedy. Any discussion on the do pass motion? Senator Koskin.
Mr. Chairman, I make a substitute motion to defer 1042 till Thursday and see if we can come up with some language more focused.
Motion. Okay, there's been a motion by Senator Koskin to defer. Is there a second? Senator Hewick seconds that motion. Any discussion on the motion to defer? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We will defer this until Thursday.